No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm so glad that you could be with us today. My friend Erin Sullivan posted about a special fundraiser that she's in the middle of with her son Josiah because of World Down Syndrome Day, which is taking place March 21st, and she's asking people to make the pledge, to take the pledge, and that is through Ruby's Rainbow. I reached out to Ruby's Rainbow to speak to a representative, and I got Ruby's mom, and right now I have on the line with me Liz Plakta. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Liz.
Well, hello. Nice to chat with you today. I pretty much am the only representative, so if you call, I'm who you get.
I'm glad of that. It's much easier this way, Liz. I'll tell you, I promise, it's much easier this way to get you directly.
Absolutely.
Well, Liz, as I mentioned in the intro, my friend Erin Sullivan posted about this Ruby's Rainbow effort and the pledge that people are taking right now. I'm very excited about this as we approach World Down Syndrome Day on March 21st. Let's talk a little bit about Ruby and the passion behind Ruby's Rainbow.
Oh, goodness, yes. So we didn't know Ruby was rocking an extra chromosome till she was born. She's 10 now. And before she was born, I didn't know anything about Down syndrome, or sadly didn't know anyone with Down syndrome growing up. And so, you know, and after she was born, I read all the books and I, you know, tried to gather as much information as possible and quickly just realized that a lot of that was outdated and that she was this determined, amazing, and capable little human that just, you know, basically just sparked a love in my heart that wanted to help other people with Down syndrome be the best that they could be. And I really wanted the world just to see how amazing and capable she was. And there was so much stuff for the little guys, which is awesome and amazing. And, you know, I love that. But I was really more curious about the future and what that might look like for her. what the possibilities and opportunities were. And so we just decided to focus on kind of life after high school. So we grant scholarships for post-secondary education. And yeah, we've granted, this past year we had a huge milestone within the organization. We granted $1.2 million. We hit our $1 million mark in scholarships. So we've granted $1.2 million. That's almost 400 scholarships to people all across the nation who are rocking that extra chromosome, going for their dreams of higher education and independence. And it was all sparked by this one little lady, Ruby, who just really showed me that, you know, there's more. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So when we talk about Ruby's Rainbow and we talk about this pledge that people are taking, Aaron took the pledge, and I'm sure that you've had a lot of people across the country, maybe even the world, take the pledge. So let's talk about the the 321, or do we call it the 321 or the 321?
It's the 321 pledge. So World Down Syndrome Day is on March 21st, 321. It's kind of a play on numbers because people with Down syndrome have three copies of their 21st chromosome. So it's a day that we just celebrate their lives and all the amazing and awesome things they bring into our communities and into this world. Our 321 pledge is actually a 2-week pledge drive where we're sharing amazing videos. I've just shared a couple of videos already in the first week of two of our recipients who are out there still in college through the pandemic, living their lives, you know, pushing forward. And it's just a time for us that we share and we celebrate. And we also ask that people donate. So if you take the pledge, you can go to 321pledge.org and you donate $21. That's step one. Step two, or more if you can. Step two is pledge to be kind, which is super easy. And then step three is to share it with three people. Just because the donation itself is amazing, obviously, because that's what helps us give out the scholarships. But also the sharing part is a huge part of what our organization is about, is just showing the world that people with Down syndrome are amazing and capable and worthy of all the things, and that they're out there living their lives and, you know, just attending college or living more independently, having jobs, doing all the things in a hope to just raise that expectation of people with Down syndrome, and also kind of show the younger generation, hey, these things are possible. These opportunities are out there. So keep dreaming big and, you know, just keep chugging along and going for it. You mentioned something about, you know, people who's donating. We've had people donate from 22 different countries, which is amazing, which means that Our mission is getting out there to people all over the world and people from all 50 states. And so far right now, we've raised about $185,000 on our goal to $321,000, which will be about 65 more scholarships or more, at least 65 scholarships. And that's the average donation is around $60. So, you know, to me, that just shows how many people out there are dreaming and believing with us. And, you know, I just think it's amazing that we're reaching so many more people. So it means a lot to me that it's, you know, smaller donations that we're getting to that goal, because that means that we're just hitting more people's hearts and more people are, you know, seeing how amazing people with Down syndrome are.
Now, Miss Ruby is just a few years away from college herself, but how does she feel about this effort and knowing what's happening with this special Ruby's Rainbow that's helping young people to go to college and be able to have these scholarships?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's slow down here. She's 10, so, you know, she's got about 8 years to go. But she gets, like, every morning we get up and we go check the total. And it's like our little morning routine we do together. And, you know, she calls them my recipients. And, you know, she's got to meet a lot of them when we're, you know, out and, you know, at the National Down Syndrome Convention. And, you know, when we go do these videos and things. And she takes great pride in what we're doing. And she really does you know, have that expectation of herself that she can do anything. And, you know, to me, that just means everything. Yeah, but she's hysterical. She's 10. She's fierce. She's funny. She's smart. She's stubborn. She's all the things, you know. Oh, Ruby does still have, she's still very, very, very loving. And she's got just, she has, you know, just a loving heart. And she sees you for who you are. And she wants to be there for you. And she's just an overall amazing human. So
that's
I'm
great.
Very blessed.
If it's okay with you, let's take a quick break, Liz, and when we come back, let's again talk about how people can be a part of this pledge effort, this 321 pledge, as well as be a part of Ruby's Rainbow year-round to help this effort move forward. I know that it is exciting to wake up and see the totals and see that people are contributing from all over the world for Ruby, and then, of course, to see these young people develop and grow as college students to be able to use their skills and their talents and then go out into the workforce where there are jobs available and businesses to start. I've had John from John's Crazy Socks, John Cronin, has been on my show, and I've had several others who have been on the show throughout the time that I've had the Mark White Show. So there are amazing opportunities for these young people. If you'll stick with me, we'll talk some more about that. Okay, Liz?
Sure.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Liz Plakta, and she is Ruby's mom of Ruby's Rainbow. Now, thanks to my friend Aaron Sullivan, who posted about the 321 pledge, I am now talking to Liz, and we are continuing to advance this effort forward with Ruby's Rainbow. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. Or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people. So you stay with him.
He drives into the city and works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am so glad to have Liz Plakta on the line with me right now. She is the mother of Ruby, of Ruby's Rainbow. And my friend Aaron Sullivan posted about it on Instagram that Josiah and Aaron and her family had taken the pledge, the 321 pledge, as we get ready for World Down Syndrome Day on March the 21st. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great example for others, because Aaron posted on Instagram, I saw it, and I decided I wanted to reach out to share this story. It's going to touch more people, as Aaron shares, as all of these people who are a part of the pledge start to share around the country, you're going to reach more and more people, and that's the way it should happen, the growth. And today was the first day I ever learned about Ruby's Rainbow, but I'm so glad that we have this opportunity to talk about this special effort.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of, you know, the pledge, and the step three is the sharing. And we really created this whole website, 321pledge.org, to be able to show you how much, like, you donate your $21 and it gives you your own sharing link. And then once those people donate under you and share their link, and then it keeps going, each ring around your donation is a different color. And so it's this beautiful, like, rainbow sunburst visual of how, you know, maybe you donate $5, $21, $100, whatever you donate. But it's a beautiful visual of how much of an impact you can make just by spreading awareness and, you know, sharing about it. And it really does just make my heart so happy to, you know, watch it grow. So, yeah, it's been an amazing, amazing ride.
That's so incredible. And to continue on this theme of college scholarships, what has been the response from families, from individuals that have received these scholarships, and what it's doing for them in their own personal lives?
I mean, I get to see firsthand, you know, what these opportunities are helping them achieve. You know, I mean, I get to talk to parents who think, you know, they send their kid off for the first semester. They come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they are blown away by the level of independence and the growth that they've seen in their now college student, you know, just in that short period of time. I mean, it really is so transformative and life-changing, but it's also expensive, you know? And so that's where we come in, with just really trying to help with that cost. We want this opportunity, if it's right for them. I mean, not everybody goes to college. Not everybody in general goes to college. But, you know, we really want to help. We want this to, we don't want the cost to be the thing that stops them from going. So that's why we're so passionate about what we do, and why we are shouting loud and proud right now, and, you know, just trying to get the word out and help as many people as we can. I mean, it really does make my heart so happy to be able to help in some way, and just to really see the difference that it's making in their lives.
Absolutely. And as I see young people out there who are making a difference in our communities and having special opportunities to get out and to make a real impact on our society, I think about my buddy Jace Bassam, who played in his first basketball game yesterday, and he is in the fifth grade. So he was put on the fifth grade boys team and actually got to play yesterday, and he was so very excited about being a part of the team and to show these young people that they can accomplish what they choose to accomplish, and the desire that they have within themselves, the fire that burns to go and to do what they want to do, the door is open. And young people like Jace are an amazing example of that, as he played on the fifth grade basketball team yesterday and had that opportunity to be a part of that team. And just to see his smiling face at the end of it all is really a special moment, I know, for the Bassam family.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody wants to feel like they're contributing to their communities and you know, making a difference and just being a part of it all, right? So, and, you know, people with Down syndrome and disabilities are no different. So to see just the, like I said, the way that it's just changing their lives and helping them become, you know, that person that they want to be is just truly amazing.
Well, let's talk about changing lives. Let's talk about what people can do for Ruby's Rainbow to help change lives.
So if you want to take the pledge, you can go to 321pledge.org. Very simple. There's video on there of our recipients and Ruby telling you how to do it. and you can also go to the About page there and find a video that we have on there right now about Melissa Walker. She's one of our recipients who's attending the University of Alabama's Crossing Point program. Great video, just kind of, you can really see firsthand what college life is like for her and how it's changed her life and just how amazing and capable she is. But basically, you just donate $21, like I said, or more if you can. You pledge to be kind, which is the easiest part of it all, I think. And then you share it with three people. And, you know, that pretty much will help us get to our goal of $321,000 by World Down Syndrome Day, I hope.
Got it. And if people want to find out more information through the website, they can go to rubiesrainbow.org. They can also follow on Facebook. How about Instagram?
Yep, we're at Ruby's Rainbow on Facebook and Instagram, so where we also share, you know, about our recipients, about Ruby. People love following along with Ruby because she's, like I said, hysterical and sassy and stubborn and all the things. So,
what is Ruby doing right now as we speak?
Ruby, what are you doing?
Ask her if she wants to talk to Mark White on The Mark White Show.
You want to talk to Mark White on The Mark White Show? Hey, we're talking about the 321 pledge and how we get up every morning and we look to see the total grow. What do you say every time you see the total go up?
Yes.
Well, Liz, I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me here on the Mark White Show today, and I do encourage people to go to rubiesrainbow.org and also find the Facebook page and the Instagram. And I appreciate my friend Aaron for taking the pledge so that I could find out about it and be able to share with others.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, and yeah, let's get out there and raise some awareness and hopefully some scholarship funds.
We're so quickly heading to March 21st. It's so fast. And I know that people will have time from now until then to make the pledge. And I hope that they'll do that. We've been talking to Liz Plakta with Ruby's Rainbow. And I hope that you will check out rubiesrainbow.org as we head to World Down Syndrome Day on March 21st. Let's honor and recognize these young people. Let's get those scholarships in their hands so that they can go and further their education and be a part of our society, an active part of our society, and grow as young people. This is a wonderful effort, and I encourage you to be part of Ruby's Rainbow. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and of course, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show on TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I appreciate each and every one of you and hope you have a great afternoon. And hope that you stay safe from the storms that are happening across the Southeast. Be weather aware. Just stay safe. Know where your plan of safety is. Know where you're going to head if there is a storm coming your way. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. My only.
This is Kyla.
Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, Citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something